conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is the Culture Wars. Are we better off? Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? The short answer, no. You see how easy that was? I mean, really, I could have done a better job. Are we better off? No. Look, this is what your girl Kamala Harris should have said. And this would have been like, you know, the media would have loved it. Now, they're probably going to be like, oh, my goodness, Will Johnson's writing for Kamala Harris now. Great speechwriter, right? No. But this is, look. This is what she should have said. You know what? In the past 3 years, I have learned a lot. I've learned what we should do, what we shouldn't do, and I'm still learning. I want to correct the mistakes that I've made in the past. I know that we're all in this together. We're all Americans. Things are bad, and we know that things are bad. I'm not going to be on this stage to deny it. But with that said, I pledge to all of you that I'm going to do everything and take all of the knowledge that I have learned and apply it to make this country better. I will work day in and day out. I will wake up at 4:30 in the morning. Be alert. Make sure that I'm doing the will of the American people. Make sure that you can have access to everything that you need to have access to. Make sure that this country is flourishing. So are we better off than we were 4 years ago? We are not. And we know that we're not. But that's because of XYZ. And then she could have gone to whatever spiel, right? I mean, that's what she should have said, but she didn't say it because they can't think that way. And see, we are a forgiving people. We really are. Even when we really don't like somebody, we are a forgiving people. And it's like, okay, you know, I don't like you. Let me give you a prime example. Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. During the primary, they were extremely nasty. Not as nasty as Fat Christie, Krispy Kreme. Not as nasty as him. But they were extremely nasty. And look what President Trump did. President Trump forgave him. Come to the RNC. Let bygones be bygones. Let us come together and talk about this. That is a forgiving person. And I, you know what? I grew so much more respect for President Trump for doing that. That says a lot. You know what to me it says? It's strength. President Trump actually saying, you know what? Let bygones be bygones. You said all of this nasty stuff about me. And of course, it is about politics, right? And President Trump was like, look, Let's go. Let's make this country better. I grew a lot more respect for President Trump when he did that. Also, last night, and actually I took some notes. Last night, one thing, a lot of people were upset when President Trump was asked a question, would he veto a national abortion ban if it comes to his desk? Would he veto it? They didn't ask him, will he sign it? They asked him, will he veto it? Meaning that they don't want it. And President Trump was clear in his answer in that. He said that I won't have to because it won't come to my desk because it's at the state level. One thing I wish President Trump would have said about that is that is at the state level. Do you have a problem with the people making the decision about this? Why should the federal government be the one making the decision about this? You're constantly saying that you want the federal government to stay out of your womb. You want the federal government to stay out of your bedroom. Well, why don't we allow the federal government not to meddle in this and allow the American people to make the decision in their states that they reside in? I wish he would have said that, but he kind of got it. You know, he kind of got the message across. But we, the American people, you, the American people, we know what President Trump is saying. But a lot of people that are sitting on the edge, not putting two and two together, they're just upset because President Trump said that, no, I won't sign it. A lot of people wanted him to just say, no, I won't sign it. But it's not going to get to his desk. And even if Kamala Harris tries to get to her desk, she's not going to have the votes to get it. President Trump was bringing that up last night as well. So he wouldn't say no to it. One of the biggest things that stood out last night, too, was when ABC, and this has gone viral and then some, and then now you have people that haven't done videos talking about these, the cat and the dogs and the ducks getting ate up by these illegals. Now you have people that were not doing videos talking about this. Now they're doing videos talking about the dogs and the cats and the ducks getting ate up in their neck of the woods by these illegals. And of course, ABC trying to fact check President Trump in real time said that, well, we talked to the city. What did he say? Was it the city commissioner? Who was it? The city management, right? Was it? Right. City management. So we talked to city management and that's not what they said. That's not what they said. You're muted over there. You see how good I am? Look, hey, fellas, if you want to know how to do that, holler at me. No, but go ahead. It's still working. Look at that.
No. I was going to say, today I'm seeing a whole bunch of videos, like you were saying, where people are actually showing and people are talking about their experiences with these people actually taking animals and what they're finding, how they're finding some animals. It's disgusting.
Yeah, actually, I put a post on X and someone sent me a picture after an animal was mangled. It was pretty disgusting. It's completely mangled. And the fact that ABC, this dude, lying. And who did he talk? Exactly who did he talk to? Who's the exact person that they talked to? Because I think we should be able to get a statement from that person. Why did you tell ABC that this is not actually happening when you've had multiple people doing these videos talking about the Haitians eating the animals there? There's a video with the lady getting arrested eating a cat, and the cat wasn't even cooked. I mean, it's just disgusting. Disgusting. Then there was another scene where President Trump brought up how Kamala Harris is wanting to defund the police. And what does she do? She's got, no, that never happened. It never happened. But none of them wanted to fact check her on that. And then I saw this report where they were doing where they were saying that Kamala Harris, she told one lie. Did we get that video? I thought we had that video, Shannon, where they were saying that one lie was told by Kamala Harris. And they said President Trump told 33 lies. 33 lies. And Kamala Harris, she lied the entire time. She said that she didn't want to disarm you, the American people. She said she's now she's a gun owner. Really? So all of these liberals out there that was hearing her before saying that she wants to do a mandatory buyback, what's going through their minds right now? I guess she's taking what Bernie Sanders says, or what Bernie Sanders said. Hey, go ahead and lie. If you have to lie to win, then do it. This is politics. It's okay to lie to the American people. Bernie Sanders just said it the other day. And see, we're all looking like, oh my goodness, Bernie Sanders threw Kamala Harris under the bus. And Kamala Harris is like, no, that's actually good advice. I just go ahead and continue lying to the American people like I've been doing. They're all on the same page. Demons will protect demons. All on the same page. Well, I do have some of the footage from last night. And of course, everyone was watching it last night. Everybody was watching it last night, right? And I want to share some of this with you, if we can. I'm not sure why. Is this it here? Okay, yeah. Let me share this with you. This is President Trump. And actually, this was President Trump closing statements, which I thought was very good. It was so spot on. Don't they normally have opening statements when they do these debates? And when there's such a high profile debate, I'm still questioning, why did they not do an opening statement? And the reason why I believe that they didn't do it is because if President Trump would have done his opening statement first, then Kamala Harris would have to come after that. You understand? Have to come after that and try to combat what he just said. Or if she went first and then President Trump came after her, she would have been trying to think about what to say before President Trump said what he had to say, because it leaves people with the impression. And a lot of times what happens is when it's the last person speaking, that is what people remember for the most part, you know, the last 15 minutes of something. But listen to this.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do. But you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack, we're not going to take fossil fuel, we're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
The absolute worst. The absolute worst. Isn't it something how that worked out? They had the worst. We had the best president in American history, which is President Trump. And yes, I'm going to say that. We had the best president, President Trump. And then they remove President Trump with a coup d'etat, and then they bring in the worst. And Kamala Harris is worse than Joe Biden. A lot worse. The very fact that Kamala Harris is even in this position without a single vote. This is the cabal. This is the deep state. these elitists, all of these media outlets, the government state media, they're all trying to act like there's nothing to see here because they hate Trump so much. Did you know during the debate, when President Trump would say something, all of the government state media where they were in, I guess they were media row, media section, they were all in there kind of like cheering on Kamala Harris. Or when President Trump was saying, they were like all snickering and, oh my goodness. So, you know, the next day, all of them are writing like Kamala Harris won, complete bias. Like, let me share this with you. Look at this. Listen to what this young man says about all of the media that was in the room right there where he is.
It's worth noting also the moderators are getting a lot of discussion about the bias there. Sitting here in the room, I was with 1,000 reporters watching this debate. You could also feel the bias in the room. There were multiple moments throughout the evening where Trump begins to speak, and there was loud, uproarious laughter from large groups of members of the press. They were not even trying to hide the fact that they were having fun. They were mocking Trump pretty openly. Worth pointing out that the moderators were not the only biased folks in the media. Now, the Trump campaign, they're not trying to spin this as a win. Guys, I talked to a number of them. I heard from a number of surrogates. I talked to Tom Cotton, Tim Scott, the campaign communications director, Brian Hughes. All of their talk was not necessarily on Donald Trump's performance. It was on the performance of the moderators. All of them used the language. This was a 3-on-1 debate. They're saying, however, that the American people can see through the fact that the media wants Kamala Harris elected and that the substance of the debate, whatever the performance of Trump or Kamala was, will actually be secondary to the poor performance from the moderators more broadly.
I will say.
Yeah, you know what? The poor performance from the moderators. You can take it off the screen. The absolute poor performance from the moderators. It was 3-on-1. And you know what? This is nothing new. President Trump is accustomed to this. They've constantly teamed up on President Trump. They've constantly done this. And I'm pretty sure President Trump knew. And he's already said it. We're going to see if they're going to be fair or not. We're going to see. He said this days before, week, if not a week before. He said it, that we're going to see how ABC, see how the moderators would do, if they're going to be biased or not, if they're going to be fair. And they were not. The ABC moderators made CNN look good. They made CNN look like they were down the middle of the road, which we know CNN is not. Not at all. Don't go anywhere. I have more for you.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, people.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
There was fine people on both sides. The media says nothing. There's a bloodbath if he doesn't get what he wants. They say nothing. President Trump called for an insurrection. The media says nothing. They asked President Trump, was he going to take responsibility for what happened on January the 6th? President Trump said, march peacefully, march patriotically. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's exactly what he said. March peacefully. Does that sound like someone asking to be violent? March patriotically. Does that mean violence? The left, they're very good on taking what President Trump say, and they go, well, this is what he actually meant to say. President Trump said be peaceful, but he actually said attack the Capitol, hang Mike Pence. This is what the left is saying. These radical idiots, these demonic leftists. This is what they're saying. They always cut it out. They always cut just a little segment. Forget about what he said before that. Forget about what he says after that. And take that one little segment and say, oh, this is what he said. And then they go into explaining what he was meaning by his statement. Just like they're bringing their rapists and their murderers across the state line into the country, over the border, completely leaving out the fact that President Trump talked about how they're emptying the prison cells with all of these criminals. They conveniently leave out the key details. I'm always saying this. They conveniently leave that information out. Which brings me to this one here. Is this the one here? Where Kamala Harris was asked about Afghanistan. She's asked about Afghanistan. Will she take responsibility? And when they asked President Trump about January the 6th, he straight up said that it was Nancy Pelosi, which I'm pretty sure you all have seen it. Nancy Pelosi, was her responsibility to make sure that the Capitol was secure. He even offered military support. They rejected it. And now they're trying to blame what Nancy Pelosi didn't do onto him. And then there was a video, which I'm pretty sure all of you seen it, where Nancy Pelosi said it was her responsibility. But again, they conveniently leave that information out. The key details. Key details. Well, look at this one. Asking Kamala Harris about Afghanistan, 13 military personnel, Arlington Cemetery, she refused to go. She refused to go. So did Joe Biden, because they hate the military. They don't even want to acknowledge them because of them. You know what it is? Because they didn't want to hear from the parents. They didn't want to have the cameras record the parents saying something to them. My child is in the dirt because of you, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. They didn't want that because they knew that would have gone viral. They would have gone viral. Not a single time have they even talked to the family members that they killed. They didn't never even talk to them. So, of course, they're not going to show up to the cemetery to honor the fallen. Of course, they're not going to.
You want to ask the vice president, do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?
The simple answer to this is, you know what? We've learned a lot. We've learned to correct our mistakes, because that's how we learn. Look, I'm going to tell y'all. See, Will Johnson, see, this is how I would have done this if I was in his position. I said, look, we made some hard decisions. It panned out this way. I wish it didn't pan out this way. But you know what? I've learned so much from this to prevent this from ever happening again. It should have never happened in the first place. The families right now, they are hurting right now. And I understand that. But see, I would have called them too. I would at least listen to the advisors. But nonetheless, listen to her acknowledge the 13 fallen. Listen to her take responsibility. Yeah, right.
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. Four presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century.
Let me stop it. That is a total lie. That is a total lie. Yemen, they've been shooting at U.S. military personnel. In Iraq, they've been shooting at U.S. military personnel. This conflict that is happening between Hamas and the Israelis, U.S. military personnel have been shot at. They've been shooting these drones at them. So what is she saying? She's completely lying. And of course, they said nothing about it. What about all the military personnel that's in harm's way right now because of your stupidity working with Iran? Removing sanctions from Iran so they have $300 billion to do the attacks that they're doing right now. And military, yes, U.S. military personnel caught right there in the middle of it, taking fire. She's lying through her teeth. But of course, they said nothing about it.
But let's understand how we got to where we are. Donald Trump, when he was president, negotiated one of the weakest deals you can imagine. He calls himself a deal maker. Even his national security advisor said it was a weak, terrible deal. And here's how it went down. He bypassed the Afghan government. He negotiated directly with a terrorist organization called the Taliban.
And then she goes in saying, talking about how President Trump invited the Taliban here. And you know what happened? President Trump was talking. You can get it off the screen. President Trump, when he talked to the leader of the Taliban, and he actually brought it up last night. And I think it was Tim Scott sitting with Byron Donalds, and Tim Scott was talking about this story and talking about how it played out with the Taliban. And he went in and he was talking to him. He said, look, I need for you to stop shooting at my soldiers, stop shooting and killing Americans. And he says, I'm not going to ask you to do it again. You're going to stop doing it right now, because if you don't stop doing it, I'm going to kill you. President Trump straight up told that to him to his face. He pulled out a piece of paper, showed him a satellite image of his home. And President Trump said after 18 months until the Democrats did a coup d'etat against President Trump, they did not shoot at a single U.S. citizen, not a single one. Not a one. That is strength. President Trump didn't have to go out and start killing people. He just said, look, here's an image of your home. Keep it up. I will kill you. See, that's a sign of strength. Kamala Harris doesn't know how to do that. She would go in there and be like, okay, well, wait a minute. Before we have this meeting, I need to take a week so I can prepare what I'm going to say to you, just like she did in this debate. Completely polished. It was word salad still. It was 100% word salad. It's just in this word salad that Kamala Harris did last night, you can tell the carrots, you can tell the onions, you can tell the tomatoes, you can tell the mushrooms, you can tell all of the different ingredients in the salad. You can tell what it is. It just went all mixed up. You understand? Because they made sure they got it. She was polished. I mean, let's just admit it. She was polished. And a lot of people say, man, she came out, you know, looking a lot better than I thought she was going to, because she practiced saying exactly what it is. And then split screen it again. Now, I was talking to my producer about this. And just to be clear, the earpiece. Can we talk about the earpiece? Is it OK if I talk about the earpiece, Shannon? Right. Her earring. Right. A lot of people are saying that it was a speaker so she can hear, you know, like a headphone. Because there is this act, there's this company that's doing like a, it's just like a startup company that's making earrings in different shapes, and they have a pair of earrings that are shaped exactly like the ones that she have on. And a lot of people are saying, "Oh, look at that! She has a, you know, a speaker in her ear, so people are feeding information to her." And I'm thinking to myself, even if she had the handicap, she still didn't come out with anything new. She didn't come out like the wow factor. She didn't come out and say, "Oh, we didn't think about that." She didn't do any of that. You know what she did? She came out and said the exact same thing Joe Biden's been saying. The exact same thing Joe Biden has been saying. Same thing. And listen to this. If I can get it here. I want y'all to listen to what she says here, because this went on all night. It actually went twice. I think it happened twice. She says that I'm not Joe Biden, like trying to like make it look like President Trump is confused about who he's on the debate stage with, trying to play off his age. Watch.
You want to ask the vice president, do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?
Wait a minute, this is not the one I wanted to play here. Oh, here we go.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden, and I am certainly not Donald Trump. And what I do offer is a new generation of leadership for our country, one who believes in what is possible, one who brings a sense of optimism about what we can do instead of always disparaging the American people. I believe in what we can do to strengthen our small businesses, which is why I have a plan. Let's talk about our plans and let's compare the plans.
And she's not, you know what? Yeah, exactly. Talk about your plans. What are the plans? You know, this is the perfect time for you to compare the plans. But she says that you're not running against Joe Biden, you're running against me. But yet, most of her talking points are the same thing Joe Biden said. Exact same thing. Her website, all of her policies on the website, copied from Joe Biden. So essentially, she is running against Joe Biden. You know, the one that won 14 million votes during the primary. This woman didn't get any, zero, not a zip.
I have a plan.
She has a plan. She has a plan. Really? Well, what is the plan? What is the plan? Share it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of seven different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Okay, and we're back. Let me play the rest of this one for you, because I think it's important, because there's more to this story.
And let's compare the plans. I have a plan to give startup businesses $50,000 tax deduction to pursue their ambitions, their innovation, their ideas, their hard work. I have a plan, $6,000 for young families for the first year of your child's life to help you in that most critical stage of your child's development. I have a plan that is about allowing people to be able to pursue what has been fleeting in terms of the American dream by offering a help with down payment of $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. That's the kind of conversation, I believe, David, that people really want tonight, as opposed to a conversation that is constantly about belittling and name-calling. Let's turn the page.
Vice President
and move
Harris,
forward.
Thank you.
The name-calling, the belittling. Who's calling who a white supremacist? Who's calling who a dictator? Who's saying who is a threat to our democracy? Who calls who to have some idiot go out there and try to assassinate President Trump? See, that just doesn't happen. That happens because of the rhetoric that they're constantly pushing out there, trying to get people to be angry with Republicans. There's a video with this guy, and it's not just this guy, multiple people. Soon as they find out that you're a Trump supporter, people are still getting fired from their jobs today. Even today. It's the same thing, just like it was happening in 2016. Oh my goodness, you're supporting President Trump? You're supporting neo-Nazi white supremacists? And people are getting fired. People can't go to their place of employment and tell anyone that they're supporting President Trump. They can't even do it on social media. You know, for example, I do a little video on Fascist Book or even on ScrewTube, and someone just shares it. And then their employer go, well, we noticed that you shared this video of Will Johnson's, and we don't like what Will Johnson's saying because he's supporting President Donald J. Trump. See, now they won't say it that way. They'll say that Will Johnson is radical, or they say Will Johnson is a threat to democracy. They even had Will Johnson on the SBLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. They had Will Johnson on there. Did y'all know this? Did I ever tell y'all that story? Had Will Johnson on there, and they said that I was so far right that I was past all of the white nationalists. They said I was past the white nationalists. They had a chart, and they showed all the white nationalists, then they had Will Johnson. All the way over to the right. I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. Did not hurt my feelings at all. So I want to share something with y'all. This is from today. Now, remember last night, President Trump said something to Kamala Harris because she was stealing all of his ideas, right? She's stealing all of his ideas. So now President Trump said, I'm going to send you a MAGA hat. I'm going to send you a MAGA hat. Well, she just kind of smirked at it, like, whatever. Like, she would never do that, right? Like, she would never do that. And then Joe Biden today, which, let me share this with you. Look at this. Go ahead, split screen it. At first, when I saw this, I didn't think it was real. But it's actually real. You know, because I saw the video where he was putting it on. But then I was looking and other people saying, no, this is absolutely real. And then there's another picture where he's standing with kids, and they all have on, well, not all of them, but a great deal of them have on Trump shirts. Why is Joe Biden wearing his hat? Trump 2024. What do you think the excuse is, Shannon? Does he not know?
They're not giving an excuse. They said literally he knew what he was doing. In fact, I have a video where they were having a conversation, and the guy, you know, said something. I mean, it was sound like it was all good fun. I mean, he wasn't being negative or anything.
No, I mean, but still. Oh, this was before the debate?
Yeah, this was before the debate.
Wow. So this picture is circulating today, though. Yeah. I mean, look, you know what? If this, to me, it's like, this is like an endorsement. It's a soft endorsement. I mean, it really is. He's wearing a hat. He's wearing a hat that says Trump 2024. This is like a soft endorsement.
Sorry, I was muted.
Yeah. It's like a soft endorsement. I mean, it really is.
It's a good
is.
Picture for sure.
I wish we could. I wish you would have had it bigger, where you can zoom into it more. That would have been really, I mean, because, I mean, everyone can see what it is. Make it full screen. Maybe that'd make it better. Yeah.
Yeah, you can see where it says Trump.
Yeah, it's straight up Trump 2024. I wonder what Kamala Harris's team is saying about this.
It was just in good fun. I mean, it wasn't anything, you know, he was kind of joking with the people and they kind of were like, hey, put the hat on, you know, joking. And it was a 9/11 event. So at a fire station, the fire station or something, because, you know, in Pennsylvania is where the people on the airplane made it crash in Pennsylvania. They said it was going to the Capitol, if you recall. So he was at an event for that. And there was a whole bunch of Trump supporters there.
Interesting. Let me bring up something else that took place last night, and President Trump brought it up, because this was during a time, again, where they were trying to get President Trump on what happened on January 6th. And, of course, he's addressing the issue where you had BLM and Transtifa doing all the damage that they were doing throughout the country, but no one is going after them. And you know what? Another missed opportunity, my opinion, is that President Trump could have brought up the fact that they were burning stuff, they were destroying our country, and Kamala Harris was saying, continue and I will bail you out. So she was actually encouraging these people to be criminals. Listen.
What about those people? What are they going to be prosecuted? When are these people from countries all over the world, not just South America? They're coming in from all over the world, David, all over the world. And crime rates are down all over the world because of it.
But let me just
ask
you,
David, when are those people going to be prosecuted? When are the people that burned down Minneapolis going to be prosecuted? Or in Seattle, they went into Seattle, they took over a big percentage of the city of Seattle. When are those people going to be prosecuted?
When are they going to be prosecuted? They're never going to be prosecuted. President Trump knows that they're not going to, because the left, they look at Transtifa and BLM as their social justice warriors. So they know it. He knows it. And they're not even concerned about it. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? They act like it didn't even happen. Just like him getting us, like they tried to assassinate him. They're acting like it never even happened. One question that should have gone to Kamala Harris: do you bear responsibility for your rhetoric, for the Democrats, for all of the rhetoric from the left, for the assassination attempt on President Trump? Do you bear responsibility for that? You notice they didn't ask that question. And then it comes to the whole thing where President Trump, in a possible second debate. Did y'all hear what President Trump said about that? He was actually asked a question. This was on Fox News. Asked a question about a second debate with Kamala Harris. I want to show that to you. But first, let me tell you about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/LFATV. Patriot Mobile. I'm sorry? Oh, it's just LFA? Okay, thank you for correcting me. Patriot Mobile. Put it down. Yep, thank you. PatriotMobile.com/LFA. Go to PatriotMobile.com/LFA. The first 30 days are free using promo code LFA. This is a great opportunity to get off of Verizon, to get off of AT&T, which we know that these are woke companies. They almost have a monopoly with all of it, right? They pretty much have a monopoly. They're trying to lock it all down.
Yeah, well, and it says unlimited talk and text, US-based support, which is so important. And then coverage guaranteed, right? So give them a call. They have a whole bunch of different plans and see if one works.
Because
for you. I'm sure they have a plan for everybody.
Basically, to my understanding, is, you know, the towers that you see, they all use the same towers.
Right.
They all use the same towers. So do you want to give your money to woke companies, or do you want to go with patriotmobile.com/LFA? PatriotMobile.com/LFA. Don't go anywhere because I want to show you what President Trump said on Fox News about having a debate on Fox.
Throughout history, the spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year, it's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
And we're back, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. Tri-Amra Colostrum, right? Tri-Amra.com/LFATV. This one does with the /LFATV, right? You know, Tri-Amra.com/LFATV. Something really good. Have you guys heard about this superfood? Have you guys heard about the super new food? Superfood that seems almost too good to be true. It got thousands and thousands of five-star reviews, literally changing lives and changing the testimonies of users, you know, talking about how wonderful this is. Colostrum is the first nutrient we receive in life and contains all of the essential nutrients our body needs in order to thrive. Amra Colostrum has an unwavering committed to their quality and control throughout their process. They go above and beyond the industry standards and invest in expensive auditing and third-party testing and analyze pipeline to ensure Amra Colostrum meets the highest bar of purity and efficiency. You know, I was talking to my producer about this, and she mentioned to me that children, one of the first things that happen when the mother is breastfeeding the child, they receive this. This is the first thing. It's before the milk drops, correct, Shannon?
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really amazing. So I'm like, this is really amazing, right? That we as humans receive this, you know, those of us that were breastfed, you know, some people are a little too long, but those of us that were breastfed, we received this in the early stages of our lives, like the first thing when mother's milk dropped. There's nothing unnatural about that. It's a beautiful thing. God made women beautiful like that. And that's such an amazing thing. And I do have a story that I like to tell y'all one day about, you know, my loved one. And, you know, yeah, y'all ever see those pumps? Yeah. But Tri-Amra.com/LFATV. Tri-Amra.com/LFATV is what the body needs. Absolutely. Check it out today. Also, really quick, let me tell you about the LFA TV, LFATV.us, LFATV.us, where you can get the Fight, Fight, Fight t-shirt. You know what? I love that t-shirt, and I'm not even shy to talk about it and say it. Have you ordered mine yet, Shannon?
No.
No? Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Can you put up on the screen for me?
I will.
I love this t-shirt. Go ahead and bring it up here. Yep, there you go. Go ahead and bring it. Fight, Fight, Fight. This is an awesome t-shirt. Go to LFA TV. Do you still have to go to the new items to get to it?
Yeah.
I want to make sure. No?
Yes.
Okay, you still do.
Yeah,
okay, so when you go to LFATV.us.
There's a little drop down up here in the left-hand corner if you can see it, and go to Shop by Category and then go to New Products.
Okay, Shop by Category, select New Products to get that new Fight t-shirt. Fight, Fight, Fight. What a beautiful t-shirt. LFATV.us. At the same time, please go there. Consider supporting the network, making a donation to the network. It really makes a world of difference. And I know a lot of people, a lot of times, they do the Rumble rants, which is a blessing as well. You know, we're actually live on X. We're live on X as well. So everyone is watching on X right now. Please go to LFATV.us and pick up one of these beautiful t-shirts. And for those of you that are on X that's connected with me, even if you're not connected with me, once you get it, take the picture. Take the picture. Connect with me. DM me. I like to see it. I like to see it. Okay. Let me share the video what I was telling you about before we went to the break about President Trump talking to Fox News about possibly holding a debate there. And just like every other time, Fox News wants to get the most liberal people at Fox News to moderate the debate. And I'm so glad President Trump says what he says. He's like, yeah, no. See, President Trump, this is second time around. President Trump knows the lay of the land. And I can only imagine how the people at Fox News that he's getting ready to talk about, how upset they are with him. Because every time anyone sees these people now on Fox News, not that we watch Fox News because everyone's right here watching LFA TV, but everyone who sees them now on Fox News, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, they're against Trump. Essentially, they're against America. America first. They're against that. Totally leftist liberals. Listen to this. Listen to this. This was on the morning show. Watch.
Mr. President, I know when we started the interview, you said that you felt that you won the debate last night, your best ever. I think before the debate happened last night, the Kamala Harris people said that they would actually like to do another debate in October. And I know that last night Fox News sent letters to your campaign and her campaign offering three dates of debates moderated by Martha and Brett. One is October 9th in Arizona.
Well, I wouldn't want to have Martha and Brett. I'd love to have somebody else other than Martha and Brett. I'd love to have, frankly, Sean or Jesse or Laura.
Look at their faces. Look at their faces. His mouth is like, oh. Martha and Brett. The two most liberal left people that are still on Fox News. And I don't know why they do this all the time. Remember one time they had, what was the guy's name? I have the video with him. I just had the video with him earlier. I'll come back to it. But they always go back to the most liberal people. I'm like, well, no. Jesse Waters would be great. Sean Hannity. I mean, even Laura Ingraham, you know, I have my reservations about Laura Ingraham, even Sean Hannity, but I mean, they would be great. Why do we have to pick the most liberal ones? Oh, because we need to make it safe for Kamala Harris so she'll feel comfortable by doing it. I'm like, no. No, listen to it. Let me play the rest of this. Listen to this. Listen to this, because they're just standing like shot. I can't believe he's saying this.
Martha and Brett. I'd love to have somebody else other than Martha and Brett. I'd love to have... frankly, Sean or Jesse or Laura, you know, somebody else. Let's give other people a shot. But I didn't think Martha and Brett were good last night.
Well,
I thought Jesse was fantastic last night. What he said, Jesse really got it. Jesse said Trump won that debate. That was, we won that debate by a lot. Now, I wouldn't want Martha involved.
Okay,
I
would, Mr. President.
But I would take some others. So,
yeah, absolutely. Thank you, President Trump. And the other person I was thinking about was Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace. Remember, Chris Wallace was on Fox News, and he used to moderate debates. Remember? Even was in a Megyn Kelly. But Megyn Kelly, she actually sees the light of day now. Did y'all see the video with Megyn Kelly? Oh, my goodness. She's talking about ABC, and she's, you know, she was scorned. She was highly, she did not like Trump. But now she gets it. Now she finally wakes up to it, right? So, you know, I gained a little respect for her. But let me share some of this. This is, here's Chris Wallace. Listen to Chris Wallace. I'm not going to play all of this, just some of this. Listen to him here on the Communist News Network.
I didn't think I was ever going to witness a debate as devastating as the one that you and Dana moderated back in June, where Joe Biden basically tanked his reelection campaign. I think tonight was just as devastating. I think that Kamala Harris pitched a shutout. On almost every subject I can think of, she shut Trump down on abortion. She shut Trump down on January 6th and democracy. She shut him down on national security and turned to the former president and said, the military leaders who served with you think that you're a disgrace. And
you see this? This dude here. And see, if he was still at Fox News, they would be trying to have him moderate it. Same mentality. He hasn't changed. He was like this on Fox News. He was the same way. And that's the reason why he's no longer, because people are like, no. And you know what? After President Trump talked about those two on Fox News, you can get them off the screen. After President Trump talked about them on there, anytime someone watches them, they're like, oh, that's who President Trump was talking about. He just pretty much, there's no credit for them any longer on Fox News. But they're not going to go anywhere because who's the CEO? What's his name? Paul. What's his name? Total liberal. He's just like Chris Wallace. And I don't even know why he's at Fox News, right? Because he's wanting to control the narrative as much as possible. I'm so glad President Trump is going to win this thing. He's going to win in November. One thing I didn't get to is that after the debate last night, and I'm talking to my producer, and she's like, there's not a lot of people. She's like, I don't know if people are actually getting it. And I did this short video showing a lot of black people supporting President Trump Saturday. There's so many more black people today supporting President Trump. A lot more today after the debate. Saying, well, they're tired of Kamala Harris gaslighting. See you tomorrow, everyone. God bless.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.